painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking, KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of Artbeat, Willard Height goes to the Watkins Gallery on the campus of Winona State University for the exhibit They Will Show You, Two-Spirit Artists. The exhibit features Native North American artists that identify as Two-Spirit. Two-Spirit is a fluid gender identity. Curator Emma Toome explains.
It's three queer Indigenous artists coming together to kind of create a space of not necessarily teaching, but like showing their process of building their identity in such kind of like a niche community, one being Native, two being queer, and like what they're trying to build both for themselves and to like show to other like queer people of color as well.
Willard got to sit down and chat with Emma, along with artists Raven John and Ryan Young. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and here's Willard Height with Raven John, Ryan Young, and Emma Toome on Artbeat.
All right, my name is Willard Height, here with Emma Toome at the They Will Show You Gallery in Watkins Hall at Winona State University. How's it going, Emma?
It's going really well, thank you.
Something I was curious about is what inspired you to pursue this concept?
This is actually really funny because when people ask me, like, why are you doing this, my first gut reaction is like, I don't know, I kind of just did it. And so my main inspiration came from, it kind of started with, like, this long-winded story of, like, one, I've always loved drag queens. And so myself, I'm a cisgendered, straight, white female who in no way seems to have, like, many connections to, like, a community like this. But, you know, I have a love for drag queens. I have a love for learning about cultures and, like, livelihoods other than my own. And I interned at the Minneapolis Institute of Art summer of 2017. Part of that interning was just an education by the curator I was working with, and she like slaps down these like really thick catalog books in front of me. I was like, read these. And I knew that this was like a year ago from this summer, so I knew that I had a show that I could curate. Roger had already given me this opportunity. I'd already written up some ideas, but I didn't know what I wanted to include yet. And so I'm reading it, and I looked, and I found this artist named Kent Monkman, Kent Monkman has this drag alter ego that I don't know is like if it's safe to say that on public radio, but they have a drag alter ego, and I was like very interested in that, so I kind of like looked into Kent Monkman more, and then I found on their Wikipedia page that they identify as Two-Spirit, and I'd never heard that before, so I did a little more digging, and I started to ask the curator that I was working with that summer, and then like just learning more about it, and then finding these more artists and just reading, and I was like, this needs to be the direction my show goes in. And it was never really a like, oh, this is instantly like why I'm doing this. It's always just kind of like I felt like I kind of had to in a way. So
sure, yeah, when we picked up the story, it was something I was very curious about too, because it's a perspective that you don't often come across a lot. You know, so that's cool that you're kind of representing it and showcasing it. Tell me about the name, They Will Show You. What does that mean?
So what I wanted to do with They Will Show You is literally create a space where these like queer, you know, Native people could just exist in a way. Like, they're literally showing you like who they are. They're showing you their work. I for a while was like playing with like they will tell you. They, you know, like I want all of the focus to be on the artists themselves, because this isn't my idea. I in no way created this, you know. I'm not even generally a part of this community. So I wanted it to be a space where it was like, here you go. And so it's like, it's, and they will tell you didn't make sense because there's no audio, there's no listening. It's not, you're hearing this from them. It's, they're literally showing you with their artwork who they are, their identity they've built, the struggles they've gone through, things like that. So that's really where like the meaning of that name comes from.
Well, thank you for joining us, Emma, and congratulations on the exhibition.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me.
Next, Willard spoke to Raven John, one of the artists featured in the exhibit.
I'm Willard Height here at Winona State University, here with artist Raven John. How are you doing tonight, Raven?
Wonderful. Having lots of fun.
Thank you. So kind of give me an overview of the pieces you have on display here at this gallery.
I have a acrylic painting that is a depiction of both physical and spiritual being giving blessing to the viewer.
So as I understand it, the premise of this gallery is to sort of showcase the work of Two-Spirit artists. Tell me what it means to be Two-Spirit.
Well, Two-Spirit has a very specific meaning, but has kind of become a pan term for an Indigenous person who has spiritual or cultural ties to their gender or sexual identity. For myself, the name I was given at birth is Raven, and names are incredibly important to Indigenous spiritual culture. The Raven is a trickster, a teacher, and a transformer. And for myself, I feel that the physical has really does not matter. It's more about the person and whether or not you have a connection with that person when it comes to relationships. And also there are spiritual practices within my culture that relate to gender identity. So that's kind of what it means for me.
Sure. No, that's really interesting. Tell me, how does that Two-Spirit identity, how do you apply that when you're working on your art?
For myself, I try and be a very open and honest person about who I am. I identify as gender fluid and pansexual. And obviously I'm Indigenous, so everything that I make, really, whether it's a painting, sculpture, or cake, is going to have those identifiers on them because I made them. And so I try and show different aspects of those identities in the work.
When you're putting together these pieces, do you have any particular process that you kind of adhere to?
For myself, not really. I guess conceptually, I like to really percolate into into the ideas that I have floating around in my head. So I might plan out, maybe sketch the work that I'll make for, I guess the longest was a month. And then usually I ended up making it within the course of 2 days. I guess that's a bit of the institution that I was taught under at Emily Carr, where you're expected to kind of turn over your work very quickly. But that's generally how I work. But I work in an incredibly diverse amount of mediums, so there's never a sketch, then small sculpture or painting. So,
yeah, sure. What's something you would hope an audience would take away from viewing your work? If it helps to narrow the scope of that, we can talk about the pieces here today.
For this piece, the intention in that work was to kind of bless the viewer and call them forth to be true to themselves, whether that they don't have to identify as queer for that to happen, or Indigenous for that matter. The intention of the work was to simply give blessing to that viewer and provide a space for them to kind of be true and open with themselves.
Flipping that same question to kind of an introspective perspective. What's something you took away from maybe when you were working on it? Were there any sort of realizations you had or anything like that?
For myself, the Two-Spirit movement in general has been growing over the past few years, and I really connected with it and followed along with the way the identifier went through the different communities. And it's actually, I found the process of researching the history of my people's culture quite difficult because they're usually through colonial texts written by white men who really did just hate Indigenous and queer folk. So I had to kind of go through a mourning process of realizing the entirety of what we've lost, but also sifting through those ashes to find work that I could connect with.
So tell me a little bit about your background. How did you get started with art?
I guess I've always been very interested in creating real tangible things out of just feelings or concepts. And my grandfather and my mother were both actually pretty good illustrators of their own right, but never saw themselves as artists. And they always encouraged me to pursue and practice my own artwork. And that just evolved and snowballed over time.
What are some of your influences that can be people, places, things, wherever you want to go with it? What do you draw influence from?
I guess for myself, humor, puns. A lot of Indigenous artwork incorporate puns in their titles of their shows. James Luna and Adrian Stimson, as well as Kim Harvey, are all icons of mine. And especially James Luna and Adrian Stimson, they really influenced the way I kind of grew my style.
One last question for you here, Raven. Where can listeners find more information about you and your work, if they were so inclined?
I guess my website, which is just ravenjohn.com. I have a bit of my portfolio up there, and I also have a Facebook page that I kind of neglect.
Well, once again, I'm Willard Hike here with Raven John at the They Will Show You Gallery. Thanks so much for joining us, Raven.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
So most of the work is identity focused.
That's Ryan Young, another artist that Willard spoke to at the exhibit.
So kind of start by giving me an overview of the pieces you have here on display.
Kind of where I'm at with my art career right now is focusing on Two-Spirit people as representation and making art specifically for our community. And so a lot of the phrases kind of merge culture and gender and sexuality because of my own personal experiences. They were kind of seen as separate, or, you know, that they weren't really related to each other. So the work is kind of focused on rebuilding that relationship that, you know, gender identity and sexuality and stuff were all different aspects that existed in Indigenous communities pre-contact.
You touched on this a little bit just now. So you identify as Two-Spirit. Tell me a little bit what that means for listeners who might not be as familiar with that term. Tell me what that term means.
So Two-Spirit is actually a translated Ojibwe word. In Ojibwe, it's Nij Manadawag, which literally just means Two-Spirit. It kind of talks about a person that embodies both the masculine and the feminine spirit, and then also kind of had to do with their contributions to the community, but kind of what it means now. In 1990, there was a gay and lesbian Indigenous conference, and they wanted to pick kind of like an umbrella term for queer Indigenous folks, and so they settled on Two-Spirit, but you know, that's primarily like Ojibwe language, so a lot of different cultures or a lot of different tribes will have their own terminology for kind of what, similar to Two-Spirit, but like they might even roughly translate to different things. Or, you know, like for the Diné community, there's a lot of different terminology because I think they recognize like six various genders. So for me, I use this term because it's kind of like directly linked to my Ojibwe culture and identity.
Again, you touched on this a little bit in the previous question. How does that Two-Spirit identity factor into your artwork when you're, how does that factor into your artwork?
Well, since my artwork is kind of primarily identity focused, for me it constantly merges those two identities together. And just from my experiences growing up, where I kind of, you know, I was told I had to either pick or choose to be queer or Indigenous, but with the research that I've done, kind of proving otherwise, that is kind of what's influencing the work primarily. So kind of creating statements that are always culturally related to talking about gender and sexuality, and just kind of empowering folks, because for myself there weren't a lot of resources growing up, and kind of wanting to create those spaces and those resources and give folks kind of art that they can see themselves in and learn about their identity.
Yeah, sure. I want to talk about what mediums do you typically work with?
It's primarily photography and printmaking, but I've been getting into a lot of like mixed media, so doing beadwork and sewing and doing textiles. So I kind of like to do everything, but it's primarily photography and screen printing.
Sure. Is there any particular like artistic process that you adhere to when you're working on your art?
Not really. I like do a lot of reading and research, and then a couple days like after it settles, I'll, you know, something just kind of pops up, and I'm a very impatient artist, so when I get inspired, it needs to be done that day. So it just kind of pops up as it happens. Or if I learn about other artists and kind of the works that they did, I kind of figure out ways that display my own message or put my own spin on, you know, like a similar medium they kind of worked with. So.
Sure, sure. What's something you hope audiences would take away from viewing your work?
I guess just learning. You know, I think that learning about Indigenous people is already really lacking in, especially like in a lot of places, but kind of this, the field that we're working in, especially as Two-Spirit artists, it's such a, it's adding on to, you know, like you're not just knowing about Native people, but you're learning about like their gender or their relationships between gender and sexuality. So kind of wanting to talk about that identity, but then some of the work I'm doing is more specific. So like I have a projection piece I'm working on where it's going through all the different tribal languages that have, that kind of still maintain their language for different gender identities, and like projecting that on a wall to kind of show that you know, a lot of these communities had their own understanding about this stuff, but that also their own individual communities and have their own unique languages and stuff, and kind of promoting understanding just more than just, you know, a big group of Native people. There's all kinds of tribes and different communities.
Certainly, certainly. Tell me a little bit about your background. How did you get started with art?
So I tried to make art when I was like in middle school, and then I got like a really bad grade on a painting because it was too emotional, because I was like doing a piece on mental health. So I stopped making art like all the way till college, and then just bought a camera one day, started doing work, and kind of really wanted to head in that direction, and then learned about the Institute of American Indian Arts and transferred there. And then after I was in that kind of, you know, like a space amongst like other Indigenous folks and kind of learning about my identity, it just like really kind of took off and just kind of brought me to where I am right now.
How have you developed as an artist over that time? It's like kind of a big question there, man. Take your time as needed, but
I've definitely gotten clearer at my intent on the messages that I'm trying to do. A lot of my early work was kind of primarily like self-portraits and stuff, because there was stuff I needed to do to kind of empower myself and navigate through, you know, how the way I built my identity. And now it's kind of focusing on more representation and you know, documenting other folks and kind of putting them as the subjects of the pieces, and just empowering my community.
Certainly, certainly. What influences your work? And that can include any noun, people, places, things, any of that. What are some of your influences?
I'm really influenced by a lot of different queer POC artists. Like I said, there's Kent Monkman, Erica Lord, Audre Lorde. Just kind of inspired by taking space and, you know, establishing my identity and kind of being the person that dictates your narrative. And I think that that's a very big deal, especially in art, because, you know, once you put your art out there, it's kind of up for anyone to interpret or put meaning to. But by creating the work how I've been doing it, it kind of establishes that narrative for myself, so that way when people see it, that there's not really a way to misinterpret that. And so just wanting to be intentional and direct with the pieces that I've been doing.
One last question for you here, Ryan. Where could listeners learn more about you and your art?
About my art?
Yes.
I love Instagram, so Instagram is always going to work. It's Indigenous Vengeance. And I also have like Ryan Young Art or RM Young Photography on Facebook. So that's kind of where things mostly up to date, and that's gonna be a lot of work coming on there in a few weeks, because I'm about to have my senior exhibition in November. So that's kind of, once that gets up, that's gonna be where a lot of new art gets posted. So
Ryan, thank you for joining us.
Awesome, thank you.
Thanks again to artists Raven John and Ryan Young, along with curator Emma Toome, for joining us today on ArtBeat. More information about Raven John can be found at ravenjohn.com. More information about Ryan Young can be found by searching Ryan Young Art on Facebook. For more information on the Watkins Gallery, search Watkins Gallery Winona State University on Facebook. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and you've been listening to Willard Hike with Raven John, Ryan Young, and Emma Toome on ArtBeat.
Art Beat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.